CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Wedding Central. We are live today and it's Ntombi's birthday.
Yay! So excited. I'm excited to be in studio as well.
Fabulous. And we decided to, I don't know why we decided to do such a serious topic on your birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, Ntombi, we're going to get serious today.
Yeah,
hey?
It's life.
Okay, we are talking about the realities of a wedding budget. We've talked about weddings being on a budget, and we actually even had Dori in here from Cliff Central
who right.
did her wedding on a budget of 10,000
Rand.
But unfortunately, the realities are is that is an extreme case.
Yeah, 100%. And a very rare case.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all the ins and outs
money,
of it.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, people also, you know, money is a very difficult subject to talk about in general.
Absolutely.
People have a difficult time talking about money in their houses, with their partners, with their parents. Money is a very difficult subject to talk about, and it doesn't get easier when you're planning your wedding. In fact, weather.
I think we're all
English,
into the weather
Jesus,
that happened.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
But you know, it gets more difficult when you're planning your wedding with the pressures and stuff,
yeah.
and it actually becomes more and more difficult to speak to everyone with regards to money.
Yeah.
So where do you start? How do you start talking about money when it comes to your wedding?
Okay, so I mean, in terms of how we would do it, how we did it is that we would sit down, and I advise any client of mine to sit down with you and your partner and sit down and discuss what have you got to put into the pot.
Right.
And then who else is involved in the wedding?
100%.
Is it the family? Is it cousins, aunties?
I don't know.
In your case,
yeah.
it's everybody, huh?
Not necessarily everybody. It really does come to, you know, the lobola, people say the lobola is supposed to be used for the wedding, but it's not going to cover the wedding. I don't even think it covers a huge portion of it, in the slightest.
Yeah.
You know, but it may cover certain aspects of the wedding.
Yeah.
But you know, I always say, like you're saying with your clients, I always say get the top six,
yeah.
Which is you, your partner, get both sides of the parents and sit down and tell everyone that they are going to be talking about money.
And this is before you even start planning.
100%. Don't put dates out. Don't do save the before engagement parties,
I mean, I suppose you could have your engagement party before that. Well, it depends.
It depends. Money. Money.
Yeah. And also culture.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, with us, you don't really have an engagement, so to say. I think, I've said before, you go pretty much from single to married. But, you know, if you're going to have an engagement, and we've spoken about it before, if you're going to have a longer engagement, maybe it counts to do an engagement party. But again, it really does come down to cost. You know, I always find that if you have both sides of the parents both there, I find that when they vouch for however much they say they're going to put in, they usually honor it because they don't want to embarrass
it. Have you ever sat in that as a planner?
No,
I've never either.
No.
I would love to know if it's like this competition.
Awkward. Yeah, but that's why I feel like they go ahead and they honor it because now they've said that, okay, well, I've got 100,000.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people did used to save for weddings back in the day, but money doesn't go as far as it used to. You know, if somebody says they, you know, and I always find it so horrible to say to a client, you know, they say, Ntombi, I've got 100,000 Rand or whatever. It is a lot of money. It's a big amount of money. But to be honest, it's
it
not enough
nowhere.
For a wedding, it's not really much.
So the first tip I think we can offer, the two of us, is that actually maybe you as a couple, first sit down on your own between the two of you, but then maybe have a dinner.
Yes.
And put your parents on the spot.
yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea.
100%.
Just to put the very important people who are involved in the decision making.
Yes.
And decide. Also look and talk about the decision making process. Who is involved in making
this
these certain decisions
so
about guest
vital.
lists?
100%. This is so vital because a lot of the times you find, you know, there's a certain set of parents that are actually paying for the wedding. And now because they're paying, the mom or whoever feels like they must be the decision maker.
Yeah.
No decision happens with or without her. And, you know, they end up almost planning a separate wedding altogether than what it is that you want. So you very much need to discuss, you know, who's going to be the deciding.
So it needs to be a business meeting.
100%.
Simple as that.
100%. Also, another thing is that it's one thing to say, yes, of course, I'm going to give you 100,000 Rand. But when is that money available?
Yeah. And how is it going to be given?
And how?
Are you going to give me the money and we put it into
our account?
And as a couple, are you going to talk about, are you going to open a wedding account?
100%.
You know, that engagement.
See everything.
You're supposed to enjoy your engagement. It shouldn't just be all about the wedding planning.
100%.
So, you know, when you're having that meeting, then you could also discuss, okay, right, mommy, daddy, you're giving me 100,000 Rand or you're giving me 50,000. 3,000 rand, but when are you able to do that?
100%.
Because then that would go into your 100%. Account.
Because our parents are still working much older. It's not like back in the day where, you know, parents used to retire at 50 or 55. People are working much older, and you find a lot of the times, you know, they've had to dip into their savings because of something or other. So they have to almost work for the money that they wanted to give you. So they might say to you, look, happy to give you 100,000 rand, 20,000 rand in August, another 50,000 rand in November, and the balance you'll get, I don't know, in March or whatever the case is. And
So now you've had this meeting, right, as a couple. In your opinion, and Ntombi, when do you think is a time to, do we start, what do we do after that? Do we start setting a date or what?
First things first, I think start with your venue.
Start with your research.
Yeah, 100%. That too. And also, I think it's a very, you know, when you start with your research, I always find that my couples or my clients get overwhelmed with research. You know, you go into the internet or you buy magazines or whatever, and literally you have people in tears because they are so overwhelmed with 18 million ideas and,
so
you
I
know,
think
tips
we've, like,
and whatever the case is.
Here,
yeah.
They have to get a planner first.
100%. Yes, of course. Yeah. 100%.
So I would start to, from my side, I would start to engage with a planner first. And 100%. Also, before even doing that, sit down with your fiancé and prioritize what is important to you.
Yes,
before
100%.
You even start looking at what you want to do and what you want it to look like and where it needs to be. But prioritize what is important. Is it the look and feel? Is it...
do you want to get married in a church?
Yeah. Do you want a big
priest?
Do you want to have a big wedding? Do you want to have a small intimate wedding?
Do you want like a band? Do you want a party? Do you want, you know, heavy alcohol?
Is it a daytime wedding? Is it a nighttime
wedding?
You know, look at those type of things before you even start looking.
Yeah,
at 100%. Research.
Because, you know, a lot of the times you do have a client that sits down and, you know, halfway through the planning, now they all of a sudden start to have these disagreements and you realize that, shucks, there's a lot that they didn't discuss amongst themselves and almost she's planning or he's planning his own thing.
And as
now,
planners, you end up being this, like, negotiator between the two of them.
A therapist,
and like, oh.
Marriage counselor, the whole thing.
The life of a wedding.
Yeah, you know how it goes. But it is important. And, you know, I'm not just saying it because that's what I do for a living, but I think it really does work to your benefit to have an expert, you know, you know, like last week in your Colin Cowie interview, I really love the fact that he said, you know, if you're sick, you go to a doctor. If you have a legal issue, you go to a lawyer. If you have something particular, you go find the specialist that deals with that, and that person manages that whole situation for you. Why would
you're
you?
You're not going to go to a dentist. Well, you're not going to go and say, try and fix your own teeth.
You know,
you're going to go to a dentist.
100%. So why on earth would you think that now you haven't gone to school or nor do you have experience, but yes, you think you are, you know, capable of planning a wedding? And the truth of the matter is, you can have a wedding, but I can guarantee you can plan your own wedding. But I can guarantee you that with a planner, it's going to be that much better, matter what.
And we do it day in and day out.
100%.
We know where you are, where you can cut costs, and that's so we don't need to justify why we
just hire a planner. That's
just hire a planner.
Yeah, and then you see once the next thing I always say, yes, you can always have dates in mind, but I always say it's almost sometimes difficult when a client is sticking to a date and they don't have any leeway around. You know, pick a couple of dates, maybe pick a season that you want to, or, you know, even a month that you're happy to get married in, or whatever the case is. But sometimes, you know, you don't give us enough time and you insist on a particular date and then there's no availability anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you fall in love with this venue that you love 100%. And now it's not available and now it's like, oh.
You know, you understand.
You have to be flexible.
You have to be flexible. You know, anniversaries or whatever the case is, then you need to give yourself more time, especially if you're going to get married in the summer months, which is peak season.
Let's talk about that in terms of cost cutting when looking at a venue. How can you cut in terms of seasons, and what is the best season to get married, and is there a best season?
Right
now, it depends on where you live as well.
Yeah, you know what? Let's speak particularly about Joburg. That's where I know most about. And the thing is with venues, summer season is always going to be key. But summer season, I wouldn't say is the best season, because obviously you have that flood from yesterday. So, you know, there's no guarantee.
Or like there's been a venue in Joburg recently, their roof blew out.
You know,
like
yes.
While the guests are sitting there.
You understand. So there's no such thing as, you know, the best weather in terms of, you know, I personally think winter weddings are the best because, you know, your morning,
especially in Johannesburg, it's
just
fantastic.
Yeah, because, you know, your mornings and your evenings are chilly, but, you know, during the day it's blue skies, it's sunshine. Yeah. It's pretty much a summer day during the day, but, you know, after 4:30, it does get cold.
Yeah.
So your summer months are always going to be your most expensive. But in terms of venue expense, Saturday is always going to be your most expensive day. Then Sunday, then Friday, then during the week. So Monday to Thursday is going to be your cheapest time to get married. But I always say also look around your public holidays.
Yeah,
these
so
long
awesome.
Weekends.
You
yes.
know, like, you know, between the 27th of April to the 1st of May.
Yes.
Just in between those times.
100%.
You can put a wedding on a Monday and the public holiday falls on a Wednesday. People are
yes.
quite open to it.
People
they only
got to
get one day off work.
Yes,
and then find another public holiday comes along.
100%.
So.
Yeah. So work your look at the calendar and see where you can squeeze yourself in. You know, what I do say is I think Friday weddings are the best weddings because
I completely agree with you.
They are party weddings.
Yeah.
They are absolute fun. They do have a terrible tendency of running late because in Joburg we have traffic to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, people take a half day from work, they try to rush home to change and
from
you know.
Guest perspective, I know a lot of young couples that they are constantly going to Friday weddings and it becomes a problem on leave. So it is something that you need to take into consideration. But yes, they do tend to be fabulous party
the
weddings.
The vibe is just better. You know, people are keen for a drink.
Yeah.
It's a typical Friday. You know how South Africans, we love a cold beer after a hard week at work or whatever. So it really becomes really
but
festive.
But please budget more for your bar bill.
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to have a wedding on Friday, bar is a must. You cannot compromise on the bar.
So let's go back in terms of we're talking about what do we need to research first? What is research? What is wedding research? And how are we comparing apples with apples? What are we doing?
You see, the problem with research is that there's no cost attached to research.
Yeah.
A lot of people...
Unless you're going to the venue.
Yes, 100%.
And I mean, I think brides can drive themselves insane by going to too 18, many venue evaluations.
100%,
yeah.
100%. And that's why, again, hire a planner.
But, we've done them all.
But I always say that your research is almost superficial because it's like a dreamland. You go to Pinterest or whatever and you click all these pictures. Ooh, I love. But there's no cost indication of it. And, you know, so often... It's heartbreaking to see somebody realize that, shucks, there's no way I can absolutely afford what I want.
Mm.
And now I have to settle almost for what I want, for something else, because now I want to get married in the next year or whatever the case is. So I always say research, but research with cost in mind.
Yeah.
And I think this conversation is a really good platform because I want to definitely go through costs of, you know, estimates of what things cost, because people genuinely have no idea what weddings cost. And there's all these small costs that crop up and people are just like, oh my, I had no idea.
So should we start by doing that now or are we gonna do that a little bit later?
No, we can.
Okay,
we
so
can.
let's look at the key suppliers that are involved in a wedding and where a lot of the spend is going to come from.
100%. Big spender. Venue.
Absolutely.
You are going in Joburg. Yeah, yeah. In Joburg particularly, your venue usually includes your caterer and usually includes staff and usually includes your bar. And because of those three elements, those things are going to cost you a hang of a lot of your budget. In Cape Town, your venue can come as a standalone, but then you have to get in your
food. And then you hire everything in.
100%.
So from a venue or like a cost, if they just had to put, okay, venue on the spreadsheet, what are the different areas that venue is going to charge you?
100%. So you have, usually they have a chapel, if there is a chapel on site, and you have your main reception venue.
Mm.
Some venues, it's all inclusive together. Mm-hmm. Some venues, it's a separate cost.
Yeah.
You have to pay for the chapel and you have to pay for the reception venue. Then you need to consider the fact what is included in your venue hire.
Mm.
Sometimes, for example, you have a place, I don't even know if we should name and shame. Not naming and shaming, but
not.
Just naming, yeah. But sometimes you have venues where you literally pay for the shell, literally the walls and the roof.
And the use of the toilets and the electricity
and the
power,
water
and the security and parking.
100%, yeah. But then you literally pay for the shell and you still need to pay for furniture, tables, chairs, linen, crockery, all of that stuff. So that could be an extra cost or it could be included.
And I think some couples they say, okay, it's X amount for this venue.
Mm.
And they fall in love with it. But then they don't sit and say, okay, this is what it's going to cost me to bring in all the chairs and the furniture 100%, and the cutlery.
100%. Because a chair can cost you 25 rand, 35 rand. And it sounds small, but times 300, now you start running into issues.
Yeah.
Plus delivery, plus setup, plus collection.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Now what am I getting myself
into? And then
into?
If you need to have two sets of chairs because you might need to have for the ceremony and reception. And now you're trying to move 300 chairs
100%
in the space of an hour, and
through
it just doesn't look,
or whatever the case is.
The logistics are not, it's not going to work.
100%. So
now you double it up then.
You know, so you need to look at your furniture costs and what's included in your venue hire, your staff costs. You cannot compromise on waiters. I'm sure everybody's had an experience where they've gone to a restaurant and you've had to almost waive for everything. You know, you're waiving for drinks, you're waiving for menu, you're waiving for food. I mean, there's just no service. Mm. And you don't want your guests to experience that. So you must pay for staff, your waiters, you must pay for your bartenders.
So in terms of venue hire, let's look at a venue, because traditionally in Johannesburg, it's all inclusive. You get your venue, you get your cutlery, your crockery. Mm-hmm. It is different in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And I suggest if you are going to get married in Cape Town, you have to engage with a wedding planner. There is no two ways about not having a wedding planner in Cape Town. Yeah. But let's talk Joburg specifically. What is the average venue hire cost?
I would say
Or should we split it? Should we split it between low, middle level range venue and high end range?
100%. I always say with something, and literally just venue hire, because usually they'll have a venue hire line item and then they'll have a food line item. So just venue hire, I always say you can look at pretty much anywhere from 150 Rand per guest attending to about 250 Rand per guest attending. That's usually kind of the average. And that, you know, if you times that by 100, you're going to get to pretty much where your venue hire is. You know, and that's kind of average. You do get your hire up where you could be looking at 300, 400, 500 Rand per guest attending for the venue hire. And it may include a whole lot more, you know.
And also, as a couple, you need to look at that. Mm. You might get completely blown away by this venue hire, but look what the venue is actually including.
100%.
So don't go, oh my God, and then like, okay, we're not going there. Just, again, it comes down to your homework and your
100%,
research.
100%. And then obviously they then will add the food. So some venues will add, you know, food cost anywhere from two. And with your food, guys, don't compromise. Mm-mm. Don't. People try to cut out canapes. Why? Mm-mm. You know what it's like to go to a wedding and starve after the ceremony and have to wait for the starter and whatever the case is. And also speak to your venue about realistically, what is their portion size? What do they allocate? Mm. Because sometimes some venues will say to you, it's 1.5 bites per guest. Yeah. Jesus. Well, I mean, what the hell is 1.5 bites?
I'm on five.
You know what I mean? So, you know, sometimes you do have to double up whatever their cost is. You know, they might say to you, it's 45 Rand for a bite and a half or whatever the case is. And you might have to double, triple up and say, right, I want my guests to have at least 4 bites per person or whatever the case is. And therefore, then you might be paying 120 Rand per guest for canapes. Mm. Then you look at your starter and your dessert.
And it comes down to the timing as well. I mean, if you look at if you listen to the Colin Cowie interview, he was very adamant to keep your cocktail hour 45 minutes.
I think it's we're still a ways away.
And I mean, we're ways away. And I mean, our average cocktail hour is actually like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
100%.
And yes, then it's going to increase the cost of your food.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you know what it's like. And I know everybody's experienced one wedding where they starved and they, you know, tried to Google McDonald's, KFC, someone, you know, nearby, whatever the case. So why would you want to do that for your guests? It doesn't make sense to me. So with that in mind, you need to look at all of your costs, and then your food cost ends up being anywhere from 250 Rand per guest all the way up to 500, 600, 700 Rand per guest, depending on what style of food and what you've included in your menu.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people go for a plated menu. Of course, that's going to cost you a little bit more. Mm. If you're going to go for, you know, filet and salmon and, you know, all these fancy bits and bobs, obviously your menu is going to cost you a whole lot more.
Mm. And I think that's where you have to sit with the venue coordinator or even the chef and say, you know what? Yes, your menu is 700 Rand. Is there an option of, we don't want to have dessert because we want to use cake.
Yes.
Is that rather be open and honest? And we've said this in many, many recordings and podcasts, that be honest with your suppliers.
100%.
Then struggle and...
Yeah, you know, and you know, try to walk on eggshells or whatever the case is. Because a lot of venues are actually open to it. Mm. It's just that people don't ask, or they're too afraid, or they're just like, you know, if that's the rules, that's the rules. But yeah, it's like Kylie's saying, swap it around. If you're not going to have dessert, then use your dessert. Rather, can they allocate it to your canapes, or have a bigger starter, or have an extra meat on your buffet, or whatever the case is. You can really work it. So you know, with your food, you would go up to about 700 Rand per guest. And then of course you need to look at your bar. If you are looking at doing an open bar, I would say minimum 150 to 200 Rand per guest.
Absolutely.
For an open bar. And that really is minimum, depending also if you're just going to do almost like beer, cider, wine and soft drinks or whatever.
You think about it, you go out to a restaurant, you go out to a pub, 100%. How much you ever spend 150
You know, that's you and me,
Sophie. I don't know about other people, but we like to have a few more than
100%. 100%. But you know, on average, people are drinking, especially in the beginning, people are downing about 2 drinks per hour. It does slow
it's
down.
It's thirsty. They're thirsty.
100%. And then it does slow down to about a drink an hour. Mm. And if you're going to have your guest there for about 8 to 10 hours, calculated, you're looking at about 8 to 10, sometimes 12 drinks per person. Of course, you're going to have your uncle that's going to drink way more than you should. And then you're going to have your, you know, your gogo who's going to like just maybe drink apple ties. You know, she's going to keep it easy. But, you know, that's pretty much your cost. So already just at your venue, you are looking at 600 to about 1,000 rand per guest attending just at your venue. You know, depending on
and I know you're probably all sitting listening and thinking, oh my god. But you know what? It is the reality.
It just really is.
And it comes down to, you know, if you are trying to cut costs, look at your guest list.
Mm.
Don't go and blow your guest list up.
400
people times 1,000 rand just for venue. Now you're starting. You just calculated that in your head, it's a lot of money.
It is. It does.
Do you need all those people at your wedding?
100%. I always say, you know, to some of my clients, I say, you know, let's do a beautiful wedding for 100 people, 150 people, and then let's do a big old braai, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful braai, spit braais everywhere. People can dress up or whatever and have your guests. It's going to be a lot cheaper and you don't have, you know, the pressure of, oh my God, this is not my dream wedding.
Yeah.
That way you're able to save costs. Mm. Now,
let's look at the next one. So we've chatted about venue. In terms of the next type, who else would be involved in terms of a supplier?
Yeah, you know, next up for me, I always say your photographer and your videographer.
Because that's all you got at the end of the day. The food goes really down the toilet,
100%,
and you know the flowers die.
You know, and that's the thing. And you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, and people, you know, Carly, don't get offended. You know, the decor is beautiful. Mm. It is the wild. But I promise you, after 2 weeks, and you ask that person how was the, they'll say, oh, it was beautiful. Mm. But if you ask them to describe, they don't really have an idea. They've got photos and stuff, but you know, that's not people. Like you always say, you know, people remember how you make them feel, not necessarily what it is that's.
I actually did that. I did an exercise in my class and I said to them, yes, you are flower and decor students, but something you've also got to advise your clients on, make sure they've catered and they've created an experience
100%.
For the clients. If you think about a wedding that you've been to, what do you remember? And you either, like, did you remember you were hot?
Yeah.
Did you remember you were hungry?
Yeah.
Did you remember the party and the hangover that you had? It's the way you
make people feel. And everybody remembers like that. A good time and the memories from a good time, and that's so important.
So going back to the photographer, it's memories do fade.
They do.
And 100%. The minute you can open that album or watch that video, I mean, we've said this before, every time we watch our wedding video, it's like, you know. but it's very important to have that. So let's look at the costs of that.
100%. One thing that I always advise my clients, and I say to them, you know, with a photographer, I would rather have the best photographer capture the day and not take a package that has albums and because, you know, albums
is actually later.
100%. You're going to get your photos probably 6 to 12 weeks after your wedding day anyway. So that's 3 months after. Why would you already commit to doing albums? Rather, when you get your photos back, then start the process of ordering albums and whatever the case is, so that you don't have that added pressure of cost during your planning process. Get a good photographer to capture the day, and the same with the videographer. Videographer, you can't really, you know, dilly-dally about what the package is, because it includes the capturing and it includes, you know, whatever highlights or whatever the case is. But, you know, your costs on average for a good photographer, minimum 15,000 rand.
So I would say middle of the range is 15 to 20 nowadays.
Middle. I still think for a good photographer,
it's 25 to 30.
No, yeah, for a good photographer, basic with nothing, 15,000 rand. Of course, once you start going into like excellent experience, big names or whatever, yes, minimum 25.
I mean, on average, do you know the photographers are carrying between 250,000 rand to a million rand, like half a million rands worth of equipment to a wedding.
100%.
Lenses, cameras. You know, so
it's a lot. You know, it's going to add up somewhere.
And the amount of time. So,
100%. And that's what I'm saying. For something, you know, I always worry when somebody says, oh, we got a photographer and a videographer for 12,000 rand. Oh my God, my heart is literally on the floor. Yeah. You know, I worry about the quality and what's going to be captured. And it's happened to a client of mine where they insisted and they said, no, their friend or whoever, they got a buddy, whatever. Were they disappointed? And, you know, what can you do afterwards? Because that's all you have left. Literally, I can't even put their wedding on my website. It's just shame. So sorry. Shame. You know?
So, I mean, essentially, if you're budgeting, we're looking at anything from 15 to about 25,000, depending on the skill,
100%.
The experience, and the style of the photographer.
100%. And that is photography
only.
Yeah, photography only. If you're looking at videography, I would say double that up.
Yeah.
You know, videography minimum, I think you should be looking at is 18,000-20,000 rand. That is the minimum spend.
And I do find, I'm sure you find it as well, a lot of your clients will cut that out completely, videography, where they want to cut on budget, they'll cut video.
100%.
And I've always been very adamant on a videographer. You know, you can never capture a voice again. You said those vows to each other 20 years when it starts to get tough. You can watch that again and remember. What you can never get a voice back.
100%. It's what you know how.
And I don't know why you would skimp on that.
Yeah, and what I always say to my clients is that you think it's not important now. Your parents are going to pass away.
Yeah.
Your grandparents are going to pass away. Your uncles, all of these people. Pictures are one thing, but there you have somebody of voice saying something beautiful to you know my beautiful daughter, da 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 da, and all this stuff. And that's the only time you're going to have that. Why? Yeah. Why would you not want? And I always say to them, I know it doesn't feel important now because I was also one of those things. Mm. And you know, I had a client who lost their lost their father, and they were just like, "Yo, thank goodness we have a video, or whatever." And I said, "You know, that's actually a powerful thing.
It is
don't
such
skimp
a powerful.
Because even if you don't feel about it now." In 5 years' time or whenever it happens, you're going to need that video.
Yeah.
So definitely don't compromise.
And it's not for anybody else, really. It's
not
more
at all.
For you as a couple.
Not
That's
at all.
And, yeah, and your kids.
You. Yes. You know who, if you want kids, you know. you know my feelings.
Yeah. Okay, so then let's look at cake. What would be next? Cake, okay. Or are we going to talk about?
Again, for me, I always like to tackle the big items. Mm-hmm. So for me, after that, I always look at either attire or decor. Because dresses,
no, I think we need to look at attire first because I mean that would go way
100%,
ahead of decor.
100% because dresses and the suit, you know, in this day and age our grooms aren't sitting out anymore. It's not like they just wear a black suit with a pink waistcoat and
girls, ladies, don't be so strict on your grooms. You know, you look at what you're going to end up spending on a wedding dress and you can never wear it again versus your groom's suit that he can wear to every wedding going forward or whatever
or
formal
work,
function
or
work. You know, don't say, okay, well, you only got 2,000 rand 100%. When you're spending 10 or 20,000 rand on your wedding dress. It just doesn't make sense.
100%. 100%. And, you know, people need to be savvy about, you know, how they dress for their, how they shop for their dresses. You do need to shop. And also, I always say, take advantage of South African designers, guys. You can
have
get
amazing designers.
Beautiful, beautiful dresses. At not as much as what you would pay to get a dress imported.
Because of the exchange.
Yes, because of the exchange rate. You know, dresses are all bought overseas. You know, it's debatable whether it's in the States or China or Europe. I don't know. But, you know, all of the dresses are bought overseas and then they are brought in. Rather get somebody to make it for you here. I promise you, you are going to save somehow on your dress. You know, of course, if you're going to go for the most expensive material and, you know, a huge name designer, of course, you're going to pay. But I promise you, they are, like, we have great, great designers in South Africa and you are able to get something really beautiful, really unique for your wedding day. So you could look at that. In terms of costs,
Tommy?
Look, a wedding dress, you know, can cost anywhere from 10,000 rand to 50,000 rand. You know, it depends on how much beading you have, if you're going to have lace, if you're going to have, you know, chiffon.
How much material.
You know how big this thing is.
I've had a bride recently, and actually it just looked like a big gypsy wedding, you know, like, oh my God, okay. And I was interested to know just how much the material cost
on
all of that.
Because it's a lot of dress. So, you know, all those things are going to factor into your dress cost. You know, and for a suit, you know, for the guys, minimum spend just for a pants and a jacket, you're looking at about 7,000 rand. Of course, if you start to add the shirt and the shoes and the your groom could also spend.
Would you say that's minimum?
I would definitely
look, a tailor-made
suit. I'm not talking about going to Zara or you know, wherever and getting a suit and then getting that tailored. That's an option as well. But a lot of the times I'm finding the grooms also want to have something special, particularly for their wedding day.
I mean, if you're spending 20,000 rand on your wedding dress and you only let 100%. Him spend that,
yeah, 100%. But you know, even if you look at your big labels, you know, Tiger of Sweden and all of those, you know, your minimum spend on a suit is 10,000-12,000 rand. So, you know, even to get something bespoke made for you, it's about 7,000 rand. And then obviously you add in your waistcoats and the details, and that's going to push the cost up.
Yeah.
You know, so for your attire, I would say, you know, minimum you're looking at, you know, 10,000-12,000 rand. And that's for something very basic, you know, very, very minimalistic, so to say. And then, you know, with the suit as well. So, you know, for attire, minimum you're looking at about 20,000 rand, 25,000 rand with all the accessories, you know, veil, cufflinks, shoes.
And then it comes down to your bridal party, your retinue. 100%. How many bridesmaids have you got? The more bridesmaids you have, are you buying the dresses, or are they having to buy the dresses? 100%. And that's where you cause issues as well.
Yes.
Because it does become an expensive exercise for bridesmaids as well. So, you know, average dress cost for a bridesmaid can be anything from
1,500 rand
to, if you're going to make them, 3,000-4,000 rand.
100%.
And again, depending on your detail, it will push the cost.
And I always say, be fair, guys. Tell your bridesmaids and your groomsmen before. Yeah, tell them way in advance, because those people also have houses and kids and, you know, they also have commitments. It's unfair for you to say this month, for next month, you have to pay 5,000 rand for your suit or whatever the case is. So do tell them in advance.
Okay, so that's attire. And the next one, what should we talk about?
Decor. Like,
should we about, I think something that a lot of couples leave to last is the legal side. I think we all want to cringe. Toby and I are cringing because we know we just... recently it was a tough one. I would suggest, in terms of your antenuptial contracts and the decisions in which you are going to get married and the way you're going to get married, I would do that, like, in the middle stages of your planning or upfront.
100%. Yeah, 100%. You know what? I always say, you know, marriage counseling is something people always overlook. Oh, I love him. I don't need it. You know, it's not necessary or whatever the case is. And you don't understand what a different perspective you get when you go through marriage counseling. And I always find that once you go through marriage counseling, it's easier to have that conversation about your prenuptial agreement. Who does what? What's the expectation? What do you have? What do I have? What are we hoping for? You know, what the approach is or whatever the case is. And then just get it done.
Yeah. So let's look at the cost of it.
100%.
Do you know the cost? I mean, I know we ended up spending, I think it was about 5,000 rand on an antenuptial contract. And I know a lot of people spend a lot less.
100%.
But it did come into the fact that I've got my three businesses. And, you know, it just, I also wanted to make sure that we were all covered and we went through.
Sure. It's fair. It's fair. Yeah. And the thing is, people need to understand that a prenuptial agreement is not, it's not necessarily about what's mine is mine and I don't want to share and whatever. No, it really, I always say it's protecting each other from each other.
Yeah.
What if you make a bad business choice?
Yeah.
There they come for your house.
Or your business partner does something to you that now affects you as your partner as an individual.
100%. You know? Now you have to liquidate your business and whatever. You don't want them to be coming after the house or, you know, you've got your kids and all of that. You don't want those things to be affected. So it's to protect each other from each other.
So I think in terms of your contracts and things like that, you could look at anything from about 1,500, which is quite low, up to about 5,000-6,000 rand. So
it's just actually much higher now, hey? You know, if you're looking at doing something comprehensive, you know, that's got all the clauses and so forth and so on, you're looking at about 8,000, 10,000 rand. Because obviously you're getting an attorney and you need to get, you know, a notary and all of these things need to get involved. And it really has. Cost of living, yo. Cost of living.
I always think maybe I should have done law, you know. when I saw somebody on Facebook said, does anyone know a lawyer that charges less than 1,500 rand an hour? I was like, God, I wish I could charge 1,500 an hour.
You know? So, it costs a lot of money and it helps also to do your research. But get that done beforehand. Don't leave it to chance. Yeah. Don't make any assumptions because if you don't do it, when you get married, the state is going to say you're in community of property. That's just it.
And then it brings you to the next supplier involved in a wedding is a marriage officer or your priest.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, if you're getting married at your church, a lot of them will ask for donations, but there will be a cost involved in your marriage. certificate, your ID books and all of that, the change of your driver's license, mm-hmm, things mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to getting married and the legalities of with the state, what do you think we need to look at in terms of budget?
I think you're looking at anywhere from about 1,500 rand mm-hmm. all the way up to about 4,000 rand, mm. depending on the marriage officer yeah. and depending on the services that they're willing to do for you,
yeah.
you know, after the fact. Because, yeah. it's, you know, also, you know, we've said before, some priests are not marriage officers. Mm. So you have your priest who you go to every Sunday, but then you still need to give him a donation, mm. plus mm. then get a marriage officer who's going to now legalize this union and do the whole home affairs trip and, yeah. you know, register your marriage and that kind of thing.
And I think a lot of couples, I mean, some of the marriage offices are charging in the region of mm. about 2 to 3.5, 4,000 rand. And brides were like, why is yeah. it so expensive? But at the end of the day, that is one of the most important parts of the
That's why you're doing this. Yeah.
And you want somebody who engages with your audience and that you, they remember the ceremony. Mm. And I mean, you don't really want them to be falling asleep. And
100%.
You know, when is this actually ending?
100%.
They are like these motivational speakers.
100%. You know? And that is a moment you remember forever. Mm. And you really have to choose. You know, I always say, you know, your priest and your MC. Yes, those are key players to your wedding because mm. they are going to create the vibe, they are going to set the tone, and those are the people that are going to create the memories for you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the next one. I would say, I know you spoke about decor. Let's put that aside for okay. now. Let's look at music and entertainment.
Before that, what about your rings?
Yeah, oh gosh. We all want that diamond, girl.
You know, and this is the thing. And, you know, a lot of times I say to my clients, if he can afford it,
yeah.
or if you can both afford rings, go mm. for it. But, you know, I always say, go for maybe even a cheapie. Mm. Because in the beginning, you know, my mom always says, you must earn your diamonds. You can't mm. just be diamonding from the beginning, you know?
Oh, yeah. If you start from the beginning, can you expect what you want for your anniversary?
You know what's
going to
happen in 10
birth,
years or 20 kids. Years? I mean, yeah. where does he go from there? Shame, poor Kim Kardashian. Shucks, man. You've hit the roof, you know? But, you know, you can go for something, you know, maybe 20,000 rand mm. or whatever the case is. And then, you know, earn your diamonds. Mm. Don't focus too heavily on, yes, I want this ring that's mm. going to be 100,000 rand or whatever.
And it's not just about your ring, it's about his ring.
As well, 100%.
You know, are you gonna have it? Are you just gonna go and get it from a jewelry store? You're
young
have
band,
it bespokely
you know.
Designed by a jeweler.
100%.
And I mean that can cost. I
it
mean it's custom
cost.
Made.
100%. So, you know, with your ring, it obviously depends on style or whatever, but I'd say, you know, put safely 30,000 rand, put mm. that aside for your rings. Of course, if there's a little bit more he wants to spoil you, if that's you know something important to you, then obviously you might end up spending a bit more.
And please insure your ring. The
this is South Africa, guys.
Yeah.
This is South Africa. So not only, you know, theft, but people lose them. Mm. You know, you buy them and you want to hide them. How many times have you tried to hide tickets from yourself and put them in a safe place? There you go, looking for tickets. You don't know. Now where I've put my tickets or whatever the case is. So
okay, so we've got the rings. Okay, we've done the attire, we've done uh-huh. we've done the legal side.
Right.
Now let's get to the party.
Yes, music
and entertainment, I mean,
right.
absolute must.
Look, you have to. And I'm so grateful that people are now getting in tune with the whole bands at a wedding or live entertainment mm. at a wedding because it really does bring another flavor, you know, some flair to your wedding, really some enjoyment to the wedding. People love to have that kind of vibe. You know, with a band, what I always say is that you're looking at minimum spend, about 3,000 rand per instrument that you have.
Mm.
So whether you're looking at a 3-piece or a 5-piece or a 9-piece band, you're looking at about 3,000 rand per instrument plus travel plus supporting equipment.
Mm.
Because, you know, they come with their instruments, but
yeah.
they need to be amplified, they need microphones, they
and
need all of that stuff.
Some people underestimate, like, they need to be on a proper surface if they're having a drummer.
100%.
You might have to bring in a stage.
100%. The chairs, the stools,
yeah.
all of that stuff for the keyboard
feeding
people.
Feeding them. 100%. The drinks. And I mean, it doesn't matter what you say. I know we all say we don't, you know, as a wedding supplier, you're not supposed to drink. And we like photographers, videographers and things like that, planners.
Absolutely.
As much as we would love to have a drink.
Yeah.
We
or
don't.
Need to have
but
a drink.
Bands, I think they yeah. don't, they are there to
yeah.
create the vibe,
you know,
and they want to have something to drink.
Yeah. And I totally appreciate that. But I mean, I've already developed some kind of a reputation. People know that, you know, if you're working my wedding, there's no alcohol. Like, if you're working my wedding, there's no shots, there's no, and I tell the staff, look, if you are working the wedding, you can just forget it. I can give you Coca-Cola and cream soda for days.
Mm.
No problem, but there is no alcohol when you're working my weddings. I just find it more difficult to manage people that have had something to drink. So that's a rule. But I do have to water them, and feed them 100%. Mm. So, you know, with a band, if those are the costs and you're looking at a 5-piece band for about 3 hours plus travel, whatever the case is, you could be looking at 25,000-30,000 rand for a full-on band. You know, DJ costs can go anywhere. And guys, you must remember that with DJ and sound equipment, make sure you get somebody reputable and somebody that's got good sound equipment. Because a lot of the times, you know, you get your, you know, Brafan May or your cousin or, you know, your young cousin who likes music. So he plays, you know, music at your family parties or whatever. That's not enough.
And when we say reputable, it's they've got to have a good relationship, a good reputation, and they've got to be licensed.
Yes, 100%.
So that is a cost to them.
100%.
You cannot have an unlicensed DJ with Samra. If they don't have a Samra and Sampra license, you cannot have them at your wedding. And the 100%. Last thing you want is that license. Licensing inspector coming in and shutting 100%. Your wedding down.
With that being said, I must say, you know, the honest truth is that it's not policed enough. So people get away with it left, right, and center. But, you know, it's not to say that in the future we won't, you know. So make sure that you get somebody who's going to be able to do sound equipment for your ceremony because your priest's going to need a microphone. Maybe even a lapel mic for the groom. You know, if your dress allows, maybe you can, but then maybe you're going to need a stand or whatever the case is. You need to have some background music for your cocktail area if you're not going to do a band.
But can I include lighting?
Yeah. Yes, like smoke machine, you know, for your first dance, you might want dry ice or whatever the case is. And then you need your sound equipment for that. I do not like it when people are lugging across speakers and wires and things during your guests. Yeah, you know, almost even three you can get away with because it's, you know, it's a PA system, music and music. And so you need to look at minimum 7,000-8,500 rand and it can go all the way up to about 15,000-20,000 rand depending on, you know, the time, depending on the DJ. I don't think a wedding is a good time to be hiring DJ Fresh and you know all these big DJs because
they're not wedding DJs. They are fabulous DJs, but they are just not there for a wedding, and most of them hate weddings
100%. And also they play for an hour. What about the rest? What about the rest? You know, so I don't think that's the place to do it. Look at somebody who and I always say look at somebody who specializes specifically in weddings and then you're going to be good to go.
Let's talk about the lighting. Do we spend money on the lighting? Obviously that is something it's an added cost if you are struggling for budget, but I always look at it in terms of flowers and decor, which we'll come to next. You spend all this money on flowers and decor and they're not lighted properly also. So, you know, it's sad.
100%. Also, lighting is a very cheap
Cheap. You know what I mean? It's quick. It's easy.
I always
it's cheap,
say, you know, if we're going to struggle with decor or whatever, I'd rather then get a lot of lighting. And that's going to zhuzh up my place rather than trying to spend more on flowers or whatever the case is. Lighting for me is crucial. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a blue room or a pink room or whatever the case is. Some just ambient lighting, you know, soft amber lighting or whatever the case is, just to add to the romance, you know, of the room and the feel. It really does help.
And then we get to my favorite subject, the flowers and the decor and the styling of the whole wedding. I mean, I know exactly, you know, I know what it costs and things like that, but from your side, dealing with lots of different suppliers, lots of different budgets, well, let's look at what is a realistic budget per table. But then a lot of people will just say, oh, this is how many tables, this is the budget I've got, and think that's the end.
No, it can't
what
be.
What else is involved?
Yeah, what about your bouquets? What are you going to hold coming down? Yeah. Are you just going to hold hands?
What drives me insane is when they want a flower crown and they only want to spend 80 rand.
I mean,
a flower crown, the intricacy of that flower crown. 100%. And you can't just go and buy one rose and one bit of
it doesn't
baby's
work
breath
like
because
that.
You have to buy in
bulk. 100%. Also, people forget that, you know, with flowers, people always say, oh, but can't we just go to Multiflora and then just.
Yeah,
and
you can, like, but I mean, who's going to deliver? Who's going to condition?
Yes, and that's the thing. You know, flowers need to be treated. They need to be conditioned. Then they need to be arranged, delivered, set up. All of that stuff you need to, and people forget that. That cost.
Yeah, and I did a quick calculation as well. You know, how many hours are involved in an actual wedding when it comes to flowers and decor, and it can be anything in the region of 50 to 150 hours.
100%.
So if we charge like 350 rand an hour at 50 hours, it's 15,000 rand in 100%. Terms of labor.
100%. Just labor.
Some people won't even consider that as a budget for their wedding.
100%. I'm not spending 20,000 rand. Well, you know, what do you mean? For what? You know, also you need to think, there's the flowers. What about your vases? What about your linen? What about your base plates? What about your candles?
The floral foam that you are using, your mechanics,
yes,
of your flowers.
Yes, 100%. There's so much that goes into it. And, you know, people always underestimate it. You know, so you're going to look at your bouquets. Mm. You're going to look at your buttonholes. Mm. What's going on with your ceremony? Are you just going to have plain church chapel? Are you going to have, you know, a white carpet? Mm. Are you going to have something in the front for your altar?
So let's look at the costs. Average cost for a bouquet can be anything from, it depends on your florist and is she actually covering her costs.
Mm-hmm.
Could be on a cheapie, it's 250 rand
minimum,
to up to 1,000-1,500 rand when it is a bespoke bouquet.
100%, depending on what you have in there, right? You know, your buttonholes, anywhere from about 45 rand to about 100 rand for
some
a buttonhole.
Some go for about 25.
100%,
so again,
if you're going,
it depends.
100%. And then, of course, you're going to go into your chapel. The thing is, you're going to have those big flowers in the front. One big arrangement, depending on if you've got lots of green or lots of flowers, can cost anywhere from about 850 rand to 2,500-3,000 rand, depending. You know, if you're going to have hydrangeas and lilies
and
orchids.
What is it standing on?
You
know, is it a plinth? Is it a big 100%. Vase? Is it a candelabra? Are there candles involved?
Yes, 100%. You know, and your unit candles. Mm. So I always say your ceremony can cost you anywhere from about 15,000 rand, you know, 20,000 rand.
For ceremony. Oh, I would love to do all the kinds. You know, yeah.
But can you get away with a ceremony for 5,000 rand? Of course.
Absolutely. And what I encourage clients to do, and the way in which I encourage students to quote going forward into the business, is it's not just the ceremony costs.
Mm.
It's I would suggest break it down into the cost of the bridal party. If
yes.
you've got 10 bridesmaids, obviously your costs for the
higher.
Ceremony are going to go up.
Higher.
So cost in, what is it going to cost you in terms of flowers for your bridal party? Mm-hmm. What is it going to cost for your ceremony? What are you going to do in your pre-reception? And what are you doing in your reception?
100%. And people always, you know, your pre-reception, what are your guests going to sit on? You know, yes, most venues have like three benches and a few cocktail tables. But if you have 300 guests, again, you're going to run into issues. Where are these people going to sit? You might have to hire in extra furniture. You know, a lounge set could, like one piece of lounge furniture can cost you 800 rand, 1,500 rand, depending on the piece. Yes, you can build actual sets or whatever the cases, but then it depends. Your costs are going to go much higher. In terms of the reception, Carly, what's your opinion? What is minimum spend on a table? I'm not doing anything crazy.
Minimum spend, minimum is 1,000 rand. Absolute bare minimum.
And that
table
is
plus,
yes,
base plate, very
minimum.
Basic centerpiece.
100%. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I always say,
and people are probably thinking, oh my god, is that minimum?
You know,
the reality is, I am telling you now, and I'm not selling anything right now.
100%.
That is what it is.
That is, and I couldn't agree with you more. And for a picture of what people consider decent or basic, it's actually about 2,500 rand for what people's perception of basic is. Because our basic and their basic is completely different, you know? So what people consider as basic, I think you're looking at about 2,000 to about 2,500 rand per table.
Mm.
That's per guest table.
Yeah.
You still have your main table.
Yeah.
Whether you're sitting just the two of you or whether you're sitting with your entire bridal party, you need to consider, how is this? And that's the table that's going to have most of your pictures, because your speeches are there and your cutting of the cake and all of that stuff is all going to be there. So your reception, you know, your decor costs, guys, it's high. It's, you know, I always say like minimum 30K, you know, and can go all the way up to 180K for decor.
So are we saying on average per table, for an average decent table with a good floral centerpiece, is about 2,500 rand. Obviously, if you want to go bigger, it can go into the region of 4,000-10,000 rand a centerpiece. The bigger you go and the more flowers you go, the more it's
going to be. And it's all about what flowers.
And the more hours involved as well.
100%.
Okay, so 100%. We're running out of time though. In terms of planning. We say we're one of the most important
elements
of
about
planning.
Cost, yeah.
Let's look at what an average cost for a wedding planner would cost.
You know, it depends, of course, on what services you're looking at. But if you're looking at somebody who's comprehensive planning, I always say, you know, depending on their experience in the industry or whatever the case is, you could be looking at anywhere from 20,000 rand to 80,000 rand, 100,000 rand, depending on, you know, the time, depending on all the extras that are involved, you know, your travel, all of the extras that you require from RSVP management, all of those things are an additional cost. Mm. And that's quite a wide range. And it depends. You know, there's some planners who charge per hour. Mm. That could also, you know, bill you into 100, 150,000 rand or whatever the case
some
is.
Some people are falling off their chairs and thinking,
you know, it's ridiculous,
right?
Yeah.
The reality comes down is they are planning your wedding at least a year, 2 years in advance.
100%. And there again, you're looking at somebody who's spending about 1,500 hours.
That's
on
minimum.
Your wedding. Yeah.
Absolute minimum.
Absolute minimum to, you know, 3,000-4,000 hours on your wedding. Mm. So, you know, when you calculate all of those hours, it does add up to quite a big price. But I cannot tell you, I cannot, you know, motivate enough how important it is to have a wedding planner on your side.
And then let's go. Oh, we've got flowers and we've got hair and makeup and stationery.
Mm.
Let's quickly go through hair and makeup. What is it going to cost?
You know, yeah, makeup you're looking at about anywhere from 500-600 rand per face. And with makeup, you're looking at about 300-400 rand per head, depending again on what you have going on. You know, with your makeup, it could be additional for airbrush. It could be additional for lashes. You need to include your trial costs in there as well. Also, how big is your bridal party? Is everybody getting lashes? Mm. You know, those kinds of things are going to cost you more. Also, how much time do I have to get you guys ready? Because if I don't have enough time, then I'm going to have to bring in 2-3 makeup artists. Same with the hairstylist. If you're going to get this complicated hairstyle with extensions and of course your hair is going to cost a hell of a lot more. I'm talking for basic styling, not any treatment of hair, whatever. The person's going to come in, do a messy bun or curl your hair, whatever the case is, you know, 300-400 rand. It could, you know, if you're going to do a complicated updo then it's going to cost you more, 700-800 rand. Then you need to look at, are these people staying for the whole day? Because then you're going to have to pay, usually it's an hourly.
For the actual
if you want them to touch you up or you're going to change into a second dress or whatever, then you'll usually pay them an hourly a fee afterwards, maybe 150 Rand, 250 Rand per hour for all the hours that you ask them to stay. Plus, you must feed them, you must water them.
I've just done a quick calculation, told me going back, I nearly fell off my chair. Do you know, if a planner is charging 50,000 Rand and she puts in 1,500 Rand worth of hours, 1,500 hours, it's 33 Rand. An hour.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
You know, and who works for that?
You know what I mean? You understand? And then people gawk. 100%. And people gawk. And I say, I mean, there you had just mentioned a lawyer, 1,500 Rand per hour. Because, guys, it's a skill. This is somebody who is working very hard on your wedding. I cannot.
It would be half a million Rand if he was charging 1,500 Rand.
One wedding a year. Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the conversation. We have run out of time, but please do listen to our podcast, because a lot of our podcasts do touch on every aspect. Like, for instance, stationery, we haven't even got to
100%.
We touch on the fact of what it costs and things like that.
100%.
So, you know, I hope we haven't discouraged you from getting married.
Maybe you should play this podcast at that meeting we were telling you about with your parents and everything. Start with the podcast and, you know, have water and alcohol very nearby. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Cheers. CliffCentral.com.